This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with IBM. Today, I'm speaking with Mark Morton. Mark is in the Business Intelligence Product Marketing Organization for IBM and is the track leader for Business Intelligence and Migration and Upgrade at IBM Cognos Forum in Orlando. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Delaney.
First things first, Mark, what are three major topic areas among the many in this year's BI track?
Well, Delaney, almost all the tracks share a common philosophy, and you'll find that within any given track, whether it's migration or business intelligence or the platform, any of the different topic areas in general, we have different kinds of sessions. So one that I think is particularly interesting to most people is the technical tips and techniques. These are the ones you're going to go to. You're going to learn how to do something that hopefully you can bring home and put to use right when you get back. There's also a deployment best practices. So this is going to help you know how to structure things before you do anything even to know, oh, gee, you know, if I go about it in this way, I'm going to learn from what others have done, and that's going to help me do it the right way the first time. So that's worth going. There's other sessions then that think about, you know, pretty popular are the product introductions. There will be some new products being shown or, you know, glimpses of things that are in our labs and things like that we find people like quite a bit. And one other one that you should bear in mind, which is actually a fourth, but I'm in marketing, I don't count that well anyway, is business strategy discussions. So these are a little more cerebral. They're less about, you know, bits and bytes and nuts and bolts, but they are about ways to think about information in your organization, things to do with it. Some really good, we have some industry analysts talking in those areas and things like that. I think people will be interested.
One of the things that I know that IBM Cognos Forum and the track leaders try to do is respond to customer requests from year to year to enhance the value of their investments. What are the changes that we've made from last year's event that returning customers will see at this event?
We listened to feedback that we got, and one of the things you've done, you'll see very, very clearly, is more tips and techniques. Right, things that we've
kind more of hands-on,
much more about. Give me something I can bring back home from, you know, to the office and put into practice.
Right.
So you'll see that there's a predisposition towards those, because a larger share of the tracks actually go to the tips and techniques this year, as compared with previous years. So we've done a little more in that area. That's the number one. The other thing that we do pay attention to year over year is what sessions were most popular last year. What can we do to build on that, so that if last year we taught you the basics of reporting off of cubes, this year we're going to teach you how to do a little more with that.
Right.
So you'll see that again in, for example, in the business intelligence track. That's one of the more popular sessions, is around that kind of capability.
Right. Now, integration with the IBM technology stack is also probably a topic that is on a lot of customers' mind. A lot of customers are curious about where the technology is going and how it's going to fit together. Are customers going to be seeing any integrated IBM Cognos solutions?
You'll see those in a number of places. You'll see them in the main stage. You'll see some cases where we're demonstrating the synergy between existing IBM solutions with newer Cognos technologies as well. We're able to take ourselves into a 1+1=3 outcome.
Right.
And you'll see that in some of the main stage presentations and somewhat also in some of the breakout sessions. Now, what you will find typically for those in the breakout sessions, what you'll see is here's how to mix IBM into your Cognos solution, or how to mix Cognos into an existing IBM solution. And you'll see those in the tracks, and so that you'll be one new piece, but one piece that you already know, depending on how you're coming at that. So we've made efforts to demonstrate that where appropriate in all of the different tracks, actually.
You're also the head of the migration and upgrade tracks at IBM Cognos Forum. Obviously, with such a large customer base, there are going to be customers there who are on the latest and greatest. There are also going to be some customers who are happier with previous versions and perhaps even Series 7. Migration is a big issue. So what are we providing customers to help them choose the right path for them in their future deployments?
A couple of key sessions in this. One's called IBM Cognos 8 BI PowerPlay, should you migrate?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a session that's going to look at the pre-registrations. We know there's a fair deal, you know, fair bit of interest in it, but we're going to show you what it is in case you haven't seen it, and then let you understand the factors that help you decide, okay, is it, should I go to this? Should I not? Should I wait? What are the, you know, what matters? And we're going to try and show that to you certainly in a session. Another very popular one, which is kind of new this year for us, is thinking quite severely about upgrading to the next release of Cognos Planning. And we see a lot of interest in it in the pre-registration. So we know people are looking, saying, oh, what are the factors involved? So that'll be there. Now, there's a lot of other stuff there, too, though. There are migration assistants that are part of our solution now. We're going to demonstrate that for people and in sessions. People should also take a look at some of the demo theaters. There's some interesting stuff going on there, both for migration and for BI as a whole, all the different topics. But it's another place to pay attention to. You can pre-register for the demo theaters to make sure you get a spot. And based on attendance, we can add more or less of tracks, you know, of sessions and demonstrations. So for the migration and upgrade track as a whole, we've taken a look at case studies we have involved. So you can actually hear from customers, here's what we did, here's what worked for us, here's what did not, here's what we would do better. We've you know, gone to efforts to make sure we have that there for you. We've got some of our consulting and business services people there to help explain how to think about this. You know, we have materials on our web. If you actually Google IBM Cognos migration through Google, you'll come very quickly to a single page on our support site that has all the information in one place for you.
Excellent.
And we're pretty happy about having learned to do that.
Now, just on a final note, you've been with the Cognos segment now for quite a while. You've been to a lot of previously Cognos Forum events. What do you look forward to when you get down there, or when you're preparing these tracks and thinking about the event?
Can't wait to meet the people.
Yeah.
Everyone involved with this that actually gets to go down can't wait to talk to customers one-on-one. There's a sort of what you think of as the pod area where we actually have the products around in things, and some folks think that's you're going to go there and see a demo. We actually don't think of it that way. We think of it as a chance for people to come and engage someone that really knows the product well and ask about their particular issues. So whether that person's a product manager, a developer, or one of my marketing friends, we actually very much care about what matters to you in your specific instance. What are you trying to do? What are the things that work for you, don't work for you? That gets us very excited, because the better we understand that, the better we can prepare our products to be better at doing that for you. And that everyone I know is pretty turned on about that idea. Another thing that's, for me personally, I'm really looking forward to, I just love to present. I have so much fun. I get a bunch of people in a room. We get to talk about some things that I enthuse about, and I get to learn from them the kinds of things that matter to them. I have so much fun in those sessions. It's a personal thing for me. I just really, really enjoy it. Something I would like to mention that for people that we don't always get as much attendance on that I'd like is the Birds of a Feather lunches. We, you know, we have a topics, various topics and things, and this is not where, you know, I'm going to tell you everything I know because I'm an expert, so much as we share amongst ourselves different insights and different ways of doing things, because for folks like myself, it's a chance for us to learn and share ideas with people, and that, that turns out to be a pretty good thing.
So you're looking forward to it again this year?
I sure am.
Excellent. Mark Morton with Business Intelligence Product Marketing at IBM, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks, Delaney.
Thank you.
Ignite knowledge, ideas, and connections at IBM Cognos Forum, our annual customer conference taking place May 12th to 15th at the Rose and Shingle Creek Resort in Orlando, Florida. Save $500 when you register by April 30th. Visit cognos.com/IBM Cognos Forum. That's cognos.com/IBM Cognos Forum. Interviews, insights, and opinions on performance management. You're listening to BI Radio.